Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Bav Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Amud, going back to the Mishnah, Hakol K'min Hag HaMedina. Now, after we've already stated that feeding and timing and everything else is based on Min Hag HaMedina, Hakol Atuye Mai. What is that coming to include? And we say that Latuye Ba'atud Anihigim Michach Rifta Mishta Anpaka. In a place, there's a few different approaches to understanding this. So we'll take a simple approach, which is that this is talking about a place where the custom is that the workers themselves bring out their own bread and they drink an anpaka, a certain measure, with their meal. The if the owner, if the hirer says, you come out early and I'll bring the food to you, they can say, you don't have the power to make us work earlier. We're going to stick to our custom. Etc. So we have the statement, the story of Yocham and Matthew who told his son to hire workers, etc. The question is, Masali's story, is this story coming to disprove or to discount the earlier opinion that we don't follow Minhag Medina? The answer is Chasor Mechzor Achitani. There's an additional piece which is Ve'im Pasak Lahen Mezonot V'Balahen. If you say explicitly, I'm going to give you Mezonot, then that means you've agreed to give them more. And that led to the problem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagreed, and he said that even if you say it that way, it still follows the minhag. Etc. Now, that story, so remember what he said. He said, even if you give them a food like Shlomo's feast, it's not good enough because they're Bnei Avraham. How could you say, V'aktiv, ahi lachem Shlomo liyom echad shloshim kor solet v'shishim kor kemach, so bakar v'im asura bakar ri'i u'me'at son levad me'al tzviv yachmo v'abuim v'avusim. So describe Shlomo's meal. This is sort of the pinnacle of Shlomo's greatness before he builds the Mikdash. And it describes all this great stuff he had. All this stuff was just for the work for the tabachim to have around them. This is things that you'd left over in the k'derah. In other words, it was even greater than all that. He had 1,000 wives. That we know in the pasuk. Each one of them every day made a meal like that. My time was used for Hashem at least what ayom was used for Hashem at least what ayom. Each one thought maybe he'll eat at my house today. What does it say in the case of Avram? This is when the three guests come. Ben Bakar Echad, Rach Shnaim, Batov Shlosha. So we darshan, there were three animals, not one. So Hatam Tlatatori, Latata Gabi. The answer is, there were three animals for three visitors. Hacha, the Chol Yisrael, Yuda. There, in the case of Shlomo, it was for everybody. Shemar, Yudav Yisrael, Rabim, Kachol, Asher, Asfat, Hayam, Larov. Achim, Shetim, Shotim, Usmechim. Right? So therefore, Shlomo's meal, it was great, but it was for a lot of people. Avram's meal was perhaps more modest, but per person was greater. My Barburim, Avusim. What are Barburim and Avusim mentioned in the context of Shlomo? Rav Shov Sinotan Bal Korchan, that we force them to eat. Shomar Sha Avusim Vyomdim Me'alehem, that they're already fed. They bring an ox that has not been forced to work, and a chicken that hasn't been forced to sit on her eggs. In other words, for very luxurious animals. What's the best of the animals? Shore. The best of the birds is Tanigolet. Good. Amar Meimar, side point, is Zagta Uchmata Be Batnita, a black Tanigolet. That is so fat that it can't walk even the width of a reed. It's right near the gitot, and it's eating a lot, and that's the kind of chickens we're talking about. Okay, now the rest from here till the end is pretty much all occupied with Agadah, starting with the story of Avraham. Avraham. Ben Bakar Chad, Rach Shnaim, V'Tov Shlosha. We already had that drasha. V'Eim Achad, maybe there's just one animal. Kedamri Inshi, Rach Ichvatov. Like people say, Rach Vatov, a good, soft one. Im Kenichtov, Rach Tov. My Rach V'Tov. Why did it say V'Tov? Shvaminala drasha. So Eim Atrei, maybe there are two. Rach Vatov. So the answer is, Midatov L'drasha, Rach Nami L'drasha. So each one's for a drasha. So Meitiv Rabba Bar Ula, V'Tem Rav Oshai, V'Tem Rav Natan, Rav Oshaya. He did it. The answer is, he gave each one to the boy, meaning the three. The one he did. The answer is, each one was done, he brought it to him. Why did he give them three? After all, one ox is way more than three people need. Because he wanted to give them three tongues with chadal, it's a feast. A person should always behave like the local custom. What's the model? In the Midrashim that Moshe goes up to Shemayim, he didn't eat. They came down, they ate. You think they ate? And in the case of Avram, they looked like they're eating. So it's a beautiful piece. Everything that Avram did for these guests on his own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on his own for his children. Everything that Avram had someone else do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had somebody else, in this case Moshe, do. What's the example? Avram ran to the animals. Ruach Nasam Eit Hashem. Hashem brought the wind to bring the food for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem himself brought the man. Avram stood over them. Hashem stood in front of Moshe in Chorev for the water. But Avraham escorted them. Hashem escorted them. But Avraham said, go get some water for them. Hashem commanded Moshe to get out the water. This was against Rabbi Chanina. He doesn't distinguish between what Avram did for himself, by himself or through a shaliach. Okay. Why did he have them wash their feet? You think that we're Arviim who bow to their own dust, that it's Avodah Zarah? So the question is how to understand this. Does that mean that Avraham already had Yishmael, and so he knew that that people didn't necessarily worship that, etc.? Unclear. Now we start darshaning from the beginning of that parsha. Why was he sitting out there? And this is all students of Chumash and Rashi know this. Avraham had just recovered from Mila, which is the end of the previous parak. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to visit him. Kodesh Baruch Hu made it a very hot day, so that he wouldn't have guests. He wouldn't be bothered. Shadrei Eliezer Mefak the Bra. So Avram sent his servant out to see if there were guests. Nafak Veloashkach. He came back and said, "There's none." Lo Mehem Nalach. I don't believe you. Hanu Damri Tama. Lo Leitam Nuta Ba'Avdi. Servants can't. Slaves can't be trusted. So Nafak you. Avram went out. Chazel Kodesh Baruch Hu Dekaya Ba'Avdi. Kodesh Baruch Hu there. Hirtiva Al Natavor Me'Alav Decha. That's he says Adonai Al Natavor Me'Alav Decha. He's reading it as Kodesh, meaning he said, "Don't leave me." Kevanda Chaza the Ka'as of Ashari, he saw that he was tying and untying, right? Amar lav orach ara lamekam hacha. He says, not proper to stand. So Avram got up to greet these guests. In other words, Hashem then allowed guests to come. Mikara atu kame ale, kamu ale. First they stood over him. They saw that he was in pain. It's not appropriate for us to stand over him. So who are these three men? Chava, Gavriel, Raphael, these malachim. Michael, Shabala, Vaseret, Sarah. That was his job, was to tell Sarah she's going to have a kid. Raphael, Shabala, Rapeyat, Avraham, to heal Avraham. Gavriel, Azalama, Pchev, Stom. He was there to destroy Stom. I've activated Voshne, Malachim, Stom, Bayerav. So why were the two malachim coming to Stom? Why not one? That's Michael, Mahadeh, Lashay's Velelot. That Michael went now and he had a new job, which was to save Lot. It says he destroyed the cities, not they. So it's Gavriel, Kishwamina. Mashal Gabi Avram Nichtiv, Kenda Sekashe Dibarta. So Mashal Gabi Lot Nichtiv, Vaivtsar Bamiod. So why in the case of the Malachim did they let him do whatever he offered? And in the case of Lot, he had to really pester them. That's a rule that you could say no to a younger person, a smaller person, but you can't say no to, Avram says, sit, you sit. So how come he offered bread, he didn't give bread? They offer a little, but then they do a lot. They offered some bread, and now he brought meat. They're showing the opposite. Me'alan me'afron, right? What do we see about afron with the negotiations of Marat Machpela? Mikar aktiv eretz avam yotshekel kesef. Sof aktiv ha'shma avram el'afron v'shko avram la'afron ta'kesef shiribar was no mechid avam yotshekel kesef v'la socher. Originally, Ephron said, "Beni ben chamahi, pay it, don't pay it." In the end, Avram paid everything. He only took centurions, in other words, full coins. Dikaduchta the karila the tikla kantiri. Alright. Kamachtiv solat. So he said kamach solat. Solat is much finer. I mean Yitzchak Mikan Shay Shot sorry now by Orchim Yotermina Ish. Right, that the woman is not as giving as the man. Avram said, take solat, she ended up offering kamach, but in the end not. Again, he didn't bring bread. He offered bread. He didn't bring bread. Avram was somebody who ate his chulin b'tahara. Suddenly, miraculously, Sarah became a need on that day. And so therefore, the challah was tameh. Sarah was in the tent, she was tznua. They knew she was there. My Boel, why did he say Boel? To make her beloved to her husband. Let's talk about her a little bit. They wanted to send a kosher bracha from the meal to her. When they said Elav, the Aleph and the Yod and the Vav are there. Ayo means where. Teaches that when you come, you should ask, how's your family? But Shmuel said, you're not allowed to do that. Say, but to do it through her husband, that's different because that increases their love for each other. Sarah says, after I'm wasted, I'm going to suddenly have freshness. After my flesh has been dried out and I have lots of wrinkles, the flesh became fresh again and the wrinkles smoothed out. She became beautiful again. This is a famous piece. Sarah really said, how can I have a child? My husband is old. And Hashem says to Avram, why does she say that she's old? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't exactly report it accurately. The answer is Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Kadol HaShalom. That shows you how important piece is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself lied a little bit. So in other words, Hashem changed the version a little bit so as to keep domestic harmony. This is now when Yitzchak is born at the weaning. What does it mean? Hinika vanim sara. She has one kid. He made a big feast. So all the nations were laughing at him and saying, look at this. This old couple. They took an orphan, a foundling from the shuk, and they said, these are their son. And now to support their fraudulent claim, they have a big feast. So what did Avram do? Halach v'zimen kol gedolei ador. He invited all the gedolei ador. V'sarayimenu zimnat nashotem. She invited their wives. Chad v'achad avia b'na ima v'nikta lo avia. Every one of them brought their child without their wet nurse. Sanes v'sarayimenu v'niftachu dadeh kishnei mayanot. She became like two fountains of milk. Nikat kulan. And she nursed all of them. That's Hinika vanim. V'dayinu v'anim v'omrim im sara haba tishim shana teled Avram ben mea shana yolid. So Sarah maybe is the mother, but Avram is 100. Suddenly Yitzchak's face miraculously looked. He's like Avram Patchukul Avramru, and they said Avram Olidit Yitzchak from the Pasuk, and this is the famous drasha why it says Avram Olidit Yitzchak, so Yitzchak looked exactly like him. Avram lo hayu lo haya zikna. Till Avram came along, people didn't get old, they just died at a certain point. Avram, so if somebody wanted to talk to Avram, shtoy bari Yitzchak, he'd end up talking to Yitzchak because they looked alike. Hadi Yitzchak mishtoy bari Avram. So at Avram by Rachmi Babi Zigna, Avram was to pray that there should be such a thing as an aging process. So Avram Zaken Babayamim. He's the first one who's we hear about getting old. Ad Yaakov lo avei chulsha. Until Yaakov came along, there was no weakness in the world, no sickness. At Yaakov by Rachmi Babi chulsha. He's the first one. He prayed that God should make it that people can get sick, and he's the first one recorded as ill. Ad At Elisha lo avei talish v'itpach. The Chalish v'itpach. Until Elisha came along, nobody who got sick ever got better. Elisha by Rachme v'itpach, Shinemar v'Elisha chalat chol yosha imutpo. Elisha himself got sick, and this text says that he got sick with the disease that killed him. Michlad chalach chal yachriti. So you see from that, he must have been sick another time. He didn't die. Manish toshach chalin chalai Elisha. We found that Elisha got sick three times. Chaj tachpol gechazi v'shtei adam. One was a punishment for pushing Gechazi out and not giving any chance to return at the story with Naaman. Right after on his way up from the Yarden after Eliyahu disappeared or went away, he sicked the two bears on the children. And the one that he died, good. Now back to the story in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthia said, right, you have to go tell them all you have is bread and beans. That's all I'm going to feed you. Pat kitnit nan or pat vikitnit nan? Is it pat kitnit, meaning bean bread, or pat vikitnit, beans and bread? He said, you absolutely need the vav there like a stick when you're in a canoe. In other words, it's like when you're in a small boat, you need a stick to push off from bigger boats. The same thing, this vav needs to be there, pat vikitnit. The end of the Mishnah, call atu yemai, what's that adding? That if you hire somebody and say, I'm going to hire you like one or two of the townsfolk, you give him the lower of those rates. Say no. You estimate. There's machlok rishonim, whether that means that you find the mean or the medium, but at some point you find some middle thing between the fees of the different people in the city. And that opinion is what Rishon Gamliel is alluding to when he says, Hakol k'minhag ha-medina. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up in the next Mishnah. In the next podcast, in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.